maintain the pretense of flesh, and the flesh would be harder to forget. The world looked different. Each object had its unique aura. He found it difficult to concentrate on the grand task. He moved to the bounds of the Barrowland. He shuddered under the impact of thrumming old spells that kept the Dominator and several lesser minions bound. The power there. Carefully, he walked the boundary till he found the way that Bowman's had opened, still not fully healed. He stepped over the line. He drew the instant attention of every spirit, benign and malign, chained within the Barrowland. There were far more than he expected, far more than the wizard's map indicated. Those soldier symbols that surrounded the great barrow, they were not statues. They were men, soldiers of the White Rose, who had been set as spirit guards, perpetually standing between the world and the monster that would devour it. How driven must they have been, how dedicated to their cause. The path wound past the former resting places of Old Taken, outer circle, inner circle, twisting. Within the inner circle he saw the true forms of several lesser monsters that had served the Domination. The path stretched like a trail of pale silver mist. Behind him that mist became more dense, his passage strengthening the way. Ahead, stronger spells, and all those men who had gone into the earth to surround the Dominator, and beyond them the greater fear. The dragon thing that, on Bowman's map, lay coiled around the crypt in the heart of the great barrow. Spirits shrieked at him in Telkuri, in Ukateli, in languages he did not know, and tongues vaguely like some still current. One and all they cursed him. One and all he ignored them. There was a thing in a chamber beneath the greatest mound. He had to see if it lay as restless as he suspected. The dragon. Oh, by all the gods that never were, that dragon was real. Real, alive, of flesh, yet it sensed and saw him. The silver trail curved past its jaws, through the gap between teeth and tail. It beat at him with a palpable will, but he would not be stayed. No more guardians, just the crypt, and the monster man inside was constrained. He had survived the worst. The old devil should be sleeping. Hadn't the lady defeated him in his attempt to escape through Juniper? Hadn't she put him back down? It was a tomb like many around the world, perhaps a bit richer. The White Rose had laid her opponents down in style. There were no sarcophagi, though. There, that empty table was where the lady would have lain. The other boasted a sleeping man. A big man and handsome, but with the mark of the beast upon him, even in repose. A face full of hot hatred, of the anger of defeat. Ah, then, his suspicions were groundless. The monster slept indeed. The Dominator sat up and smiled. His smile was the most wicked Corby had ever seen. Then the undead extended a hand in welcome. Corby ran. Mocking laughter pursued him. Panic was an emotion entirely unfamiliar. Seldom had he experienced it. He could not control it. He was only vaguely aware of passing the dragon and the hate-filled spirits of White Rose soldiers. He barely sensed the Dominator's creatures beyond, all howling.